So these people become unstable during the time of crisis, and these diviners, necromancers, they hop on that. They take their opportunists. They take advantage of that is what they do. Okay. Now, what is an example of this? Well, this Sunday, you have something called Day of the Dead. Or in Spanish, it's Día de los Muertos. It's November 1st and 2nd, which is Sunday and Monday. And what is it? It's just this massive celebration and practice of necromancy is what it is. You know, and look, I've gotten so many people just criticizing me for our film, our documentary, Día de los Muertos, Day of the Dead, a celebration of death. They criticize it like, shame on you, you're brown, and you're Hispanic, and you should know better, your roots, and all these things. Obviously, they're saying it in Spanish sometimes. And they're just like criticizing me, like, you know, we're just trying to remember our loved ones. Now, let me just say this, is that the people who practice this, obviously, a lot of them, it's not their fault. In a sense of, you know, they've been deceived. Okay? They were hurting, they lost someone, and they're just looking for what? Comfort. But the propagators of this, they're wicked. Amen. They are the divining spirits that are trying to promote this and propagate it and make money off of people. I'm telling you, that's why Disney's involved. Yep. Folks, when you have Disney involved making Coco, making just tons of money off of this, obviously we see that the agenda is money. Much gain from the soothsaying. Okay? And really what it is just a celebration of death, folks.